Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes. Okay. Well, this is my question. On our city card, we had a charge from Sirius Electronic, which I assume is you. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a third-party call center. We house 400 different companies, but your name and number was
Oh.
in our system for a callback.
Okay, yes. Well, because I don't know what this, there was a charge on the 26th of October for $5.70, 74 cents, and on the 30th of October for $67.32. And neither my husband nor I are familiar with your company. So what were these charges for?
Okay, I'd be happy to see why were you charged. I need your zip code so I can try to locate an account.
53147.
Your first and last name?
Audrey Matthews, and Matthews has one T.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so I'm not locating the account, but I can. You say your name, first name is Audrey. May you spell it for me?
AUDREY, and my husband is Darryl, DARYL.
And may you spell your last name?
MATHEWS.
Okay, so I searched your first and last name and nothing registered under you. And also, I'm searching the last name and an account is not pulling up for me.
So neither of our names are in your system. Is that what you're saying?
Right, I mean, I can use your email address to try to locate an account.
Well, I think this is fraud. I don't know how it happened, but I think somebody else. Can you tell me what these, you have no idea then, of course, what those items would be for those amounts.
Yeah, I would just have to, like, say I'm use your zip code, nothing pulled up. I used your first and last name, nothing pulled up, and I used just your last name by itself, and neither you or your husband name pulled up. I mean, I could use your zip
Okay.
code.
Okay, so then I guess we need to do one of two things. I am not going to pay these two charges. And if you want to issue a credit, or else I will just call Citibank and say it's a fraud, a fraudulent charge.
Okay, but I don't have an account to even look at, to even make sure that we're the ones that's even charging you. So in order for me to be able
Well,
to even locate an account, I mean, I used your first and last name, I used your zip code, and nothing pulled up. So I do have a phone number here. Is it the 262-215-6156?
yes, that's my cell phone. I just left so that somebody would call me about this.
Okay, so let me see if anything pull up. Yeah, nothing pulled up with the phone number as well. So I would need either your email address so I can see, why
Well,
you was charged.
I do not use email. Now, my husband has M as in Matthews, E I Daryl at yahoo.com.
Darryl is DARR.
DARYL.
Okay, so this is possibly an account. Okay, but the email address is a little different than what you said. So I mean,
What you
it's under Daryl Matthews. It's an account registered under Daryl Matthews, but the email address is different. So I would either need for you to verify another email address or the address that it could have been sent to.
Well, that's the only email address he has that I'm aware of. And the address could have been, all right, it could have been 503 East Centralia Street in
Okay, yes,
Elkhorn,
ma'am.
Wisconsin.
So yeah, that's
Is that?
that's the address that we do have associated with the account. Now, I'm showing here on October the 26th where he paid the $5.74 shipping and handling to receive the tactical bag. And with
So the $5.74 is a shipping expense?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and then what is the 67?
Yeah, so once he elected to get that gift, the tactical bag, it does state in the terms and conditions that it was a welcoming gift into a monthly membership program where he'll be charged $67.32 each month, but he received a $125 voucher each month as well.
All right, so what is this that he received? I'm still not understanding what he got.
It's a tactical bag, it's a backpack that you can strap in front of you or over your shoulder. A tactical bag.
So it's some kind of a backpack?
Yeah.
And what definition did you actually call it?
Tactical bag.
T-A-C-T-I-D-A-L?
T-A-L. Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, I'm gonna have to talk to him about this because when he saw it on the statement, he knew nothing about it, and I obviously knew nothing because I don't even order online because I don't trust anybody. So it's got to be him that ordered something. So anyway, I don't know. So if this tactical bag costs $67.32, obviously he's not going to get one of these bags every month. Correct?
No. So the tactical bag, he did only pay just a $7.95. That was, $5.74. That was like his shipping and handling rate, like a discounted rate because he was entering into a membership. Where the $67.32, he paid that, but he get a $125 voucher sent via his email.
Okay. So what is this he joined?
He joined the monthly membership where, you know, once he got the bag as a gift, let's say that, and he joined.
All right, so the bag was a gift. All right. So then the bag, now you're saying, was a gift, was free.
It stays in its terms and conditions. It's a welcoming gift into a monthly membership where he's charged $67.32 each month. And in return, he received a $125 voucher that's sent via his email that he can use at our discounted shopping store.
All right. So what do you get at your shopping store?
We have thousands of different products that you can choose from. We have like personal blenders, tactical shovels, stun guns. We have earbuds. Yeah, we have all sorts of, we have thousands of different products that he can choose from. And instead of paying like the real price, you'll just let the coupon pay for it. So if it's $66, you know, once you put everything in your cart, it's $66, then your voucher will cover that.
All right, so I don't know why he gets into this stuff. And then I've got to try to figure out what's going on. All right, so the $5 I get is a shipping charge for this bag that was free. Now he's going to be charged $67.32 every month for a membership.
Yes, ma'am.
And he receives, supposedly, a $125 voucher in his email. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And with that voucher, he can order any one or two of many different products you have, and that voucher will pay for it. Is that correct?
Yes.
So the only thing he is paying is $67.32 a month, but if he doesn't order anything, it's like throwing $67.32 down the drain, correct?
If you want to say it like that, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I do, because I don't like to waste money. So I'm going to have to talk to him about this. So if he decides he didn't want to do it anymore, obviously he forgot that he did this, I guess, then by just not paying that $67.32 a month, he's out of it, correct?
Right. And so if he, if you do get, when you get with your husband, whatever decision he does decide to make, he can call us back in, let us know, and we'll make the adjustments on the account.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, I have spent 4 or 5 calls, and I have waited 3 or 4 hours 2 different times to get a call back from your company. So if he calls, I don't think he's going to want to wait around like this. So can he email you? Do you have an email address? I don't even know how he got into this thing to begin with.
Okay,
so emailed or called or what?
Okay, so we do know, I mean, our call volume is pretty high, but that is the best route to go to actually speaking, you know, with the representative and getting everything handled. So I do, even though the call volume may be high, I still advise for him to either put his name and number in for a call back, and we surely still will get back in touch with him. We're open 24/7.
Okay, now if he doesn't do this and we just call Citibank and say, you know, I don't want to be on this anymore, can't get a hold of the company, we're going to dispute it, we're not going to pay it, then he would get out of it as well, correct?
But in all honesty, why do that when we're happy to, like now, you know, we're happy to make any adjustments. He just has to, you're saying that you're going to speak back in touch with him, and then you guys will reach back up. I mean,
well, let me, if I could get a hold of him right now, and he says, I don't want this, and I don't hang up on you because I don't want to waste another 2 days trying to reach you again, and I say he does not want this, then is that take care of it?
I mean, you can say it now, and I can just get the membership canceled out.
Well, see, the thing is, obviously ordered it, so I have to make sure he did not. Can you let me do that or not?
Okay, I can. Yeah, I can wait like up to 2 minutes. So yeah,
oh,
you can make the call.
Yeah. All right. Otherwise, if I just cancel it, I suppose if he wants to get in it again, he can do it.
Right. But you at least
right.
know that the account is canceled out and he won't get any more charges and stuff.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to try to see if I can get a hold of him because I want to get this bill paid and I don't like dilly-dallying around. And I thought he was watching the Packer game that I'm watching, but evidently he's not. All right, I figured I got his voicemail, so I'm screwed. Well, I guess I'll just have to let it go. I hate to do this because this has just wasted so much time of mine. So let me say, if I cancel it now and he says, oh, what'd you do that for? I want it. Is all he has to do is call this number that I just called? Or did he email you before?
No. Yeah. I mean, once I get the account canceled, it's going to be canceled. And then he'll just have to go through the whole thing again, you know, get a new tactical bag, and you know, if you would like that.
Yeah,
but I
well,
understand
let me
your concern. You said you just want to get it canceled so you know you were not getting charged anything else.
Yeah,
so,
but I mean, this has happened before. You know, he says he doesn't know anything about it, and then lo and behold, oh yeah, I did do this or I did order that. So I'm between a rock and a hard spot. But so I guess if I let this go now, I guess we'll have to, we're stuck paying this charge that's on there now. And then if he called you like right away, if he says, I don't want it, then it would not be on our credit card the next month, correct?
Okay, so if you elect to get the account canceled out now, yes, ma'am, I can still cancel the account out. And also, you know, as a courtesy, we'll be happy to still credit on that charge that did take place. We'll credit a 35% refund back on that charge, but the account will be, you know, canceled out. You know, you won't receive any more charges. You will just be waiting for your refund.
Yeah. And if I let it go, my question is, if I talk to him tomorrow, I'm a substitute teacher, so I won't see him at the office till late afternoon tomorrow. So if I talk to him tomorrow and I tell him, yes, that he did do this and he got this bag, supposedly, he would have had it by now, right? He would have received this bag?
Yeah, it's showing it was sent out, and it was sent with the post office.
What day was that bag sent?
One moment. Hello?
Yeah.
I thought you was dialing.
Oh, I was dialing him again. He's in bed, so I don't know if he'll talk or not.
Okay, so yeah, it's showing it was delivered October the 29th at 9:10 a.m.
Okay, it was delivered October 29th. All right.
Okay, so let me clarify. Would you like to just go on and get it canceled out, and then we issue
Well, if I cancel it, and then, you know, I mean, if you sell all kinds of things, I mean, because God only knows what he might order if you have money, many things. And he says, well, what the heck did you cancel it for? You know, I can order this, that, and the other with this voucher. So then I did the wrong thing. And if I don't cancel it, then one of us has to spend 2 days again calling you and hoping we're around when you call back, whether it's 3 in the afternoon or 9:30 at night, to tell you we want to cancel it. So, like I said, I'm very much in position, and I work 2 part-time jobs, so I don't like sitting on the phone like this. So,
okay,
if
so
I
mean,
tomorrow.
Because even ahead. Yeah, because if you don't make the adjustments today, then we know one, yes, you will have to call back in, you know, to speak to a representative, and we'll be happy to assist you. And then, like you say, I mean, but there's no guarantee how no longer our call volume is going to be. So, you know, there's no guarantee of when you'll get a call back. Now, if you make the adjustments today, and if you say, okay, cancel the account out. Okay, let's say that. We will be able to do the credit, you know, the refund. And even for you, I'll do a courtesy refund of 50%. You know, I'll even put a 50% refund on the charge that did take place. And also, he'll still have the voucher that he do got. That'll still be valid. It's just, if he want, like, if he did something that he still is interested in, he'll just have to re-get a new tactical bag and just start over. So, worst case scenario, he'll just get 2 bags and then just start back over.
So, obviously, he has your... I don't know how he did it, if he did it online or if he called or what, but obviously he got a hold of you somehow. So if he wanted to do it again, he can do it again. Whether he gets another tactical bag or not, is so be it.
Right. So, but with you at least having somebody on the line now, and your biggest issue is that, okay, if you do call in tomorrow and if you don't get nobody, then you're going to, you know, just go, you know, you're going to do your own. If you're not able to get us, you're going to take it. You're going to speak with your bank when you do have a representative now that is trying to assist you with the matter. So, you know, just look at that point as well. Because, you know, it's not guaranteed that when you call, somebody's going to pick right up. So that's why.
And that's to the world today. Nobody actually answers a phone except me. It's just the way the world is, and I'm old, and I know how it used to be, and it used to be much more efficient, let me tell you. But, all right, so if I just don't want to pay this if he doesn't want it. I hate wasting money.
But you got to realize you are getting a 50% refund, though. So, therefore, look, you'll get a 50% refund. He gets to steal.
So I won't get the 67. I'll get the shipping back, and I'll get $30 out of the 67 back. That's what you're saying.
Okay, no, I'm saying you'll get the 50% refund on the 67.32. because the bag we're showing, you know, we tracked it with the post office and saying it was delivered. So he got the bag. But on the charge, we'll give a 50% refund, and also he's still going to have the voucher that he still can use.
Yeah.
It's just the account will be canceled, so you won't get any more charges and any more, you know, vouchers be taken out.
Yeah. So we'll still, so if I pay, I guess my question is, then I would have to pay the $574, pay the $6732, and then on the next month's statement, there would be a refund of half of $6732, correct?
Well, yeah, because that took place on October the 29th. So, yeah, it would be a $33.66 is the total that we're going to refund. So I'm guessing, you know, if you are looking at your new statement, that what you're talking about? Yeah, on your new statement, you'll see.
Yeah, I'll see a credit of cert. I have to pay the $574, the $67. I mean, that one I have. So that one I'm going to have to pay shortly. And then in December, I should see a credit of $33.66.
But it'll be on November, though. It would be, because I would still take place, if I submit it today, you know, it does just take 3 to 5 days to reflect, but it's still going to be on like in November.
Well, he already printed out the statement. I haven't got it in the mail yet, but he printed it out. That's how he saw these charges. If I would have got it in the mail, I would have asked him, but at the office, he already printed it out. You know, you can print out your credit card statements. So he printed it out and then questioned me about it when I was at the office yesterday. So we already have the one with these charges on, so there's no way there's going to be a credit on this one. It'll come out in the next one that's due whenever. The one I've got now is due December. The next one I get will be due in January, and that'll be the one that'll have the credit if you issue it today.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. But then you know, you'll still know that, okay, the account, say if you do reach out to him and then you say, you know, you'll know the account is canceled. You won't receive any more charges. And, you know, you still got a voucher and you got a 50% refund versus trying to wait to tomorrow. If you do have to, you know, call in, get a hold, then, you know, you got to, you saying that you, it was like 3 days, you done called multiple times and now you finally getting a hold of somebody. So, you know, you got to just weigh your pros and cons because,
yeah, but I have to weigh my pros and cons with him because you don't know him. Like if it's something he wanted and then I cancel it and then he's got to go through all of this again to get reinstated with an account, then I have to listen to that too. I mean, I won't reinstate him because I don't do anything online. He'll have to get his account himself. But
okay, so what you just want me to notate on the account that you're going to call, you called in about the transactions is, that you're going to call back in with your husband he's going to call back in?
I doubt that he will. And like I said, I know you're busy. If you would have called back earlier, I probably could have got a hold of him, but he's in bed. He's over. Doesn't matter. He didn't like that I called it, so there's no way I'm going to get an answer out of him tonight. So, yeah, just keep it in, and I'll tell him, and if he says let it go, then...
Then call back, just now.
Sure. And otherwise, I'll just call and cancel it, and...
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for your time. It's just too bad that you're so busy so that people can't talk to somebody within a half hour instead of have to wait 6 hours. But I guess that's the way it is.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support. I have notated the account, okay?
All right, now I can call. Well, I called both numbers, and I get the same recording on both. So I guess it doesn't matter which one I call, the one on the credit card statement or this 8095 number, because it's the same.
Right.
And you're open 24/7?
Yeah, no, that is the good thing. We are open 24/7.
And where are you in California?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any time that you'd ever get any live person the first time you call?
I would say, honestly, but it may be, I don't know what it is about in your area, like at nighttime when it's around like 10, 11. From 10 o'clock until like 7 in the morning, I can just give that advice. Yeah, you may get a live person as soon as you call. Because, you know, it's late. But it's only late. But now during the daytime, that is some of our busier call times. So.
Yeah. So what time is it out there? It's 10 to 10 here. I'm in Wisconsin. So what is it, 10 to 8 out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, if you call back in around the same time or you're in, you know, tomorrow, then your luck will be, you know, better. I can just get that advice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I call at 9 tomorrow night and I don't get anybody, then you might call me at 3 in the morning.
But I do say,
I don't
want to
be woke up at 3 in the morning about this stuff.
Yeah. So all from
right.
10 to
so
7,
anyway.
Yeah. 10 to 7 in the morning, though, that's our slowest time.
That I might be able to get a live person and I wouldn't get called back.
No, I know for, you know, you'll get a live person, because it's slow. That's when the call volume really dies down. So,
all right.
But it's just, if you're up, you know.
All right. Well, I'll just see what he says. Maybe he'll say I want it, and then I won't have to worry about calling you back again.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.